Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. That's the Stones, the Rolling Stones, bringing us back. Having a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker. Joel is one of the top futurists in the galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy, to be specific. I don't know about the other galaxies, but I'm pretty sure he's got that one cornered. He is the author of a number of books in this area. He's the guy who taught me about paradigms, and not only me, but millions, probably millions of other people. Remind me that the title of the book, The Business of Paradigms.
Paradigms: The Business of Discovering the Future.
I always get that confused because I don't have my copy. Somebody walked off with my copy of your paperback book.
I will have to get one sent.
I got to get another one out here, but
I'll
folks,
get one sent to you.
Folks, do yourself a favor, find that book in paperback, and of course it was in hardback too, but under another name, right?
Right.
So
it's
find that
Future
book.
Edge, then.
Yeah, yeah, right. So you're gonna. You'll thank me for that later, by the way. JoelBarker.com, right, Joel?
Yes.
And StarThrower.com as well.
StarThrower handles my videos.
Yeah, the videos,
yep.
The films.
Yep.
Okay, Joel, let's talk about the other things that you wanted to tell us about. What is it about this about cutting energy waste that's coming at us?
But remember, I said we're going to talk about little, big, and little. This is little again.
Yeah.
When's the last time you charged your cell phone?
Yesterday.
Okay, that charger right at the end of the wire, you know, that you plugged in,
yep,
that converted, uses silicon to do the conversion so that it takes 110 and brings it down to,
right,
what depends on what kind of phone
it
you have. Yeah, it transforms it. Turns out that in that transformation, 10% of the electricity in the transformation is wasted, is converted to heat.
Ah.
10%.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you think about, now this is, think about all the little charging devices,
right,
there are in this country. It turns out that it wastes about $40 billion in energy.
I'm
every
looking
year.
At 1, 2, 3, 4,
yeah,
5 charging devices that I can touch right now.
In your within reach. Yeah,
right now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, what this guy did, his name is Umesh Mishra. By the way, that sounds like someone who came from another country, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
One of the great strengths America has is we draw very smart people to this country. Anyway, he's been a professor out on the West Coast, and he has found that if you take a material called gallium nitride, N-I-T-R-I-D-E, nitride, and make your converter out of that, it does it with a 1% waste of energy.
Think about that.
And what he says is, if you think about that, and you spread that out, $40 billion a year, and now it's $4 billion a year.
Mm-hmm.
That's $36 billion a year released into the economy.
Not only that, but there's some thermal pollution with all that heat, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You've cut your thermal pollution from those little pieces,
right,
by 90%. He said
not only the
biggest problem
the energy
is nobody believes his numbers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
But it works. You know, now here, there's one other thing that as a futurist, I always look for. And when I look at it, I say, okay, how rare is gallium compared to silicon, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out it's pretty rare.
Is it a rare earth?
Well, it's a rare material to get to. And,
yeah,
and so two things have to happen. We have to figure out that it's not so rare and find out where it's hiding.
Yeah.
Or this is a great idea that'll never get instituted because you don't have the assets necessary to make it universal.
Right.
So that's one of the, it is a dilemma. It's a dilemma. You know, a great idea discovered.
Well, here's the next discovery, and that's to synthesize it.
Yeah, or find something that does the same,
yeah,
but is not that material.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're good at that. We're good at that.
That's the next innovation, exactly.
Yeah. Yep.
So, all right, what about the next one?
Well, the other thing is what's going on with the planet and the things that we're learning about our natural system responding to this added heat. And it turns out that plants emit something called volatile organic compounds. They're called VOCs,
mm-hmm,
right? And it turns out that as the temperature goes up, they emit more of these, and these in turn trigger the development of clouds over where the volatiles are being emitted. And that the efficiency of that cloud production is so good that it will reduce warming in the area where the clouds are by as much as 30%.
So we need more trees, don't we?
Interestingly enough, that's what it turns out. CO2 does trigger more plant growth, which will trigger more volatiles, which will trigger more clouds, which will reduce some of the heat that
Mother
we're worried
Nature
about.
Is pretty smart, isn't she?
She's got a lot of very clever systems.
Hey, Joel, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always. We always get smarter when you join us. Come back again real soon.
Will do.
Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen, put a .com on the end of his name, and you will be amazed and educated and informed when you see what Joel's working on. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.